From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump has signed into law a sanctions bill that he declared is significantly flawed with clearly unconstitutional provisions. The bill penalizes Russia for its interference in last year's U.S. presidential election. It also places sanctions on Iran and North Korea, and it restricts the president's authority to lift the sanctions without consulting Congress. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev said the new law is tantamount to a full-scale trade war, and Moscow's foreign ministry said there could be countermeasures against the United States. President Trump and two Republican senators announced on Wednesday a proposed new law to reduce legal immigration. At the White House, the president said the United States has for decades let in too many low-skilled immigrants.
This competitive application process will favor applicants who can speak English, financially support themselves and their families, and demonstrate skills that will contribute to our economy.
The president said the legislation is meant to protect minority workers competing for jobs against brand new arrivals. He says it will give those workers a raise by reducing the number of unskilled workers entering the United States. The Pentagon says two American soldiers were killed when their NATO convoy was attacked in Afghanistan's troubled Kandahar province on Wednesday. A spokesman gave no details. NATO's military mission does confirm an attack Wednesday on its convoy in southern Afghanistan did cause casualties, but it also declined to release details. This is VOA News.